All right, starting out in studio, we'll be talking about a number of arts-related events and exhibits going up at Duane G. Meyer Library here on the campus of Missouri State University. And here to talk about that are Lindsay Sievers, who is the Community Engagement and External Support Coordinator for the MSU Libraries, and Carolyn Cardenas, who is the head of the Department of Art and Design at Missouri State. And I'm not sure who wants to start first, but there are a lot of things going on at the MSU Library coming up here, so I guess Carolyn, go ahead. You're being flagged to start.
That. So the partnership that we are working on with the Meyer Library has been a wonderful opportunity for our students to get their work out, and especially to get their work on the main campus. Since we've moved to Brick City.
It literally isn't as accessible as it was unless people go over to Brick City to see.
Well, that's right. I mean, certainly we have a lot of things happening over at Brick City that are worth going over to see.
Right.
But I think what makes this really exciting for our students is that the library is becoming a place where students are congregating more,
right.
Not so much to read books, but to, you know, get information and participate in other kinds of programs. And so with the works that we're going to be showing, particularly with this first show that's opening this fall, is a poster project. And it's a project that was assigned in the Art 483 class, Modern Architecture and Urban Forms, that's taught by Dr. Catherine Jolivet. And Dr. Jolivet is a person who is a very rigorous teacher. The students love her, and her classes are always full. But what I think one of the reasons for that is because the images that come from her classes, along with the papers, make art history a subject that's exciting, and also a place to start a degree, for example, that can earn you a living in a museum or other context, contrary to popular belief.
That's
right
always
now.
Important, yeah.
So,
it's like, what are you going to do with your degree? Well,
exactly. It's and this is proof that that shaping ideas about architecture is really an exciting an event. So, Lindsay, what's your feeling about how the things are going to be working in the library?
Well, this is a very exciting opportunity for the Meyer Library. We have 750,000 people coming in through our doors every year, so this is great exposure for the students and also helps create a really great space. Like you said, more and more students are using the library as a place to collaborate on projects, to have quiet study time, and we're seeing the library as a place where things can be created more than just consumed. So this is a really great partnership. We're looking forward to all the things they bring in.
So when does the architecture poster art go up?
Well, we're hanging it today.
Okay.
But we're going to have a reception, and the art history students will be available to talk about their posters during family weekend from 11 to 12 on that Saturday of family weekend.
Okay. And what's next then? This will stay up until, I think, September 25th is what I have.
Yes, that's right.
It's not just like one exhibit is up and then it comes down and then the next one goes up, because there are obviously different nooks and crannies all over Meyer Library where things can be displayed. So
that's exactly right. And so the fun of it is it really seeking out those nooks and crannies, you know,
right.
and finding a collection of works that will fit that space most suitably.
Right.
So, for example, the show that we will be hanging very shortly, that will open shortly after the poster project, is a study away show. We're really excited about that because the students who've been to Florence this summer and to France and to a number of locations, our art students, but other students, even business students, are making images, and that show will exhibit the kinds of works that they do in those locations.
That'll go up, I guess, probably by early October.
Yes.
And you've also got a Master of Fine Arts exhibit.
Right. Well, the Master of Fine Arts exhibit is represents just the second year of our fledgling Master of Fine Arts program, which is a terminal degree in arts and design. And the students have come together and are showing their works in this wonderful space that has a glass front. And is that on the second floor of the library, Lindsay? That's right,
yeah.
On the second floor. And so that's also a place where people meet to collaborate and brainstorm. And so having this graduate program exhibit those works is going to be really exciting for both.
And let's see, what else is going on? A display of enlarged prints from the graphic novels by the Polish artist and illustrator Mirosław Urbaniak. That goes on display throughout the month of September in room 107 at Meyer Library.
Correct. And he'll also be doing a presentation in the library auditorium on the 25th of September in the afternoon. So we're looking forward to that.
You have any information about him and what kind of things will be displayed?
He's a graphic novel artist, so it'll be pieces from his graphic novels.
And again, he will speak in Meyer Library Auditorium on Friday, September 25th. That's room 101, the library auditorium, at 3 p.m. that day. Now, one other thing that is not necessarily, it's not visual arts related, but Route 66 author and historian Susan Crose Kelly was just actually in Springfield for the Birth of Route 66 Festival. And you can hear my interview with her on our website. It's available for downloading at ksmu.org. She'll be speaking in Meyer Library Auditorium, Room 101, on Saturday, September 12th. Her topic, that will be at 10 a.m. that Saturday morning. Her topic will be cementing Springfield's position as birthplace of Route 66. And she'll have a book signing after her talk. Now, let's see. That kind of gets us up into early October. Have we missed anything that is happening at the library as far as the collaboration between the art department, art and design department?
Well, the only other thing I can think of at this point, and just for this first month of the school year, is that Jacob Bermud, who is one of our instructors, has recently installed his sculpture out in front of the library. Mm-hmm. And when we were first approached about starting a partnership from the library folks, one of the things they wanted to see was outdoor work as well as these things inside the library. And so Jacob took it upon himself to make this piece and install it. And I guess it's gathered a rather surprising response.
Yeah, it's been really great watching students and faculty and staff all kind of do a very slow circle around this wonderful sculpture and kind of get their thoughts on it. Everyone has been really excited about it. So.
It's made of fiberglass, finished in cold cast aluminum, and Jacob Bermud designed, implemented, and installed it, and it's right there at the bottom of the staircase in front of Meyer Library. And how long will that be up?
Well, at this point, it will be up until somebody else comes along and wants to install something different.
Okay.
Or until the library purchases it.
Until some funds get transferred from department to department.
No,
right?
Actually, it's just an opportunity, you know, for faculty and students to show work. So whatever comes next, we're open to investigating.
And that's, again, it's an important point to make that because the art and design department is in Brick City on Mill Street off campus, there needs to be a central location on the main campus for artwork from the department to be exhibited, and that's where Meyer Library has come in and has been welcomed, I guess, this collaboration very much so.
Yeah. Now, I should mention that also the College of Arts and Letters sponsors the Student Exhibition Center on Walnut Street. So during First Friday Art Walks, you know, they're open to the public along with all the other activities that are going on in the downtown area on Walnut Street. But also they exhibit student work.
Yes.
Daily, except for Sundays and Mondays. So that's another important venue for our students.
Just a couple of blocks, in fact, north of the library on Hammonds Parkway. If you want to find out more information.
If you want to find out more information about the libraries, our web address is libraries.missouristate.edu.
And the Department of Art and Design is art.missouristate.edu.
Well, all right. Thanks to Carolyn Cardenas, who is the head of the Art and Design Department, and Lindsay Sievers from Meyer Library. She is the Community Engagement and External Support Development Coordinator, or External Support Coordinator. Might think of her as a development director for Meyer Libraries. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.